brought to you by Penguin.
The Whole Truth by Cara Hunter. Read by Lee Ingleby, Emma Cunniff, and Roy McMillan.
Previously, in the Fawley Files. This is the fifth book in the Fawley series, so if this is the first one you've picked up, you might like a quick summary of the key members of the team so you can hit the ground running. Starting, of course, with the man himself. Name, D.I. Adam Fawley. Age, 46. Married? Yes, to Alex, 44. She's a lawyer working in Oxford. Children? The Fawley's 10-year-old son Jake took his own life 2 years ago. They were devastated and thought they'd never be able to have another child. But now Alex is pregnant again. Personality. Introspective, observant and intelligent, outwardly resilient, inwardly less so. He doesn't care that Alex earns more than he does or that she's taller than him in high heels. He's good at lateral thinking and bad at office politics. He's compassionate and fair-minded, but it's not all positives. He can be impatient and he has a short temper. He was brought up in a dreary North London suburb, and he's adopted, though he only discovered that by accident. To this day, his parents have never discussed it. He doesn't watch crime on TV. He has enough of it during the day. He listens to Oasis and Bach and Roxy Music. Alex once told him he looks like Brian Ferry, to which he replied, "I wish." If he had a pet, it would be a cat, but he's never owned one. His favourite wine is Merlot, and his favourite food is Spanish, though he eats far too much pizza. And, surprise, surprise, his favourite colour is blue. Name. D.S. Chris Gislingham. Recently promoted from D.C. Age, 42. Married? Yes, to Janet. Children? Billy, nearly two. Personality? Chirpy, good-humoured, hard-working, decent, and a serious Chelsea fan. Always described as sturdy and solid, and not just because he's getting a bit chunky round the middle. Every CID team needs a Gislingham, and if you were drowning, he's the one you'd want on the other end of the rope. Name. DC Gareth Quinn. Recently demoted from DS after getting involved with a suspect. Age, 36. Married? No chance. Personality. Cocky, ambitious, good-looking. Fawley describes him as sharp suit and blunt razor. Quinn took to DS like a dog to water. Zero hesitation, maximum splash. Name. DC Verity Everett. Age, 33. Married? No. But has a cat. Hector. Personality. Easygoing personally, ruthless professionally. Lacks the confidence she should have in her own abilities, as Fawley is well aware. She may look like Miss Marple must have done at 35, but she's every bit as relentless. Or, as Giz always puts it, Ev was definitely a bloodhound in a previous life. Name. D.C. Eric Summer. Age, 29. Married? No. But she's just started seeing a D.I. in Hampshire Police, Giles Somaris. Personality. English graduate and worked as a teacher before joining the police. In the first book, she's still a PC. Her surname is an anagram of Morse, my nod to Oxford's greatest detective. I watch men underestimating her because she's attractive and in a uniform, and I watch her registering that fact and using it to her advantage. Name. D.C. Andrew Baxter. Age, 38. Married? Yes, but no children. Personality. Stolid but dependable. Good with computers, so often gets lumbered with that sort of stuff. A solid man in a suit that's a bit too small for him. The buttons on his shirt gape slightly. Balding. A little out of breath. Halfway to high blood pressure. He looks 40, but he's probably at least 5 years younger. Name. D.C. Anthony Asante. Age, 32. Married? No. Personality. A fast-track graduate entrant to the police, he's new to the team, having recently transferred from the Met. His parents are very wealthy, and his father is a former Ghanaian diplomat. Fawley describes him as diligent, intelligent, technically excellent. He does what he's asked, and he takes the initiative when he should. And yet there's something about him I just can't get a handle on. Every time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?